with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland General Assembly session opens today in Annapolis. One of the hot topics will be whether Governor-elect Larry Hogan will try to loosen up restrictions on hydraulic fracturing to allow drilling companies to frack in western Maryland for the first time. But the state's forests may be protected, at least in the short term, not by politics, but by economics. Plunging natural gas and oil prices, caused by a glut of fuel produced by fracking, are causing oil and gas companies across the country to shut down oil rigs and lay off workers, and avoid new development in places like Maryland. Drew Cobbs is executive director of the Maryland Petroleum Council. He said companies have allowed many of their drilling leases in western Maryland to expire because they are not interested in producing more gas in this market.
I think things have changed significantly. There's tens of thousands of less acres leased now than there were 3 or 4 years ago. And I don't think any companies at this time are expressing immediate interest in drilling or applying for permits.
Of course, natural gas prices are notoriously volatile and could easily rocket back upward in a few years, bringing renewed risk of pollution and truck traffic to western Maryland. But for the moment, fracking's worst enemy appears to be itself. Over the last 6 years, the amount of natural gas produced by injecting water and chemicals into shale rock formations has more than quadrupled across the U.S. As a result, the price of natural gas has fallen by about half, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The amount of oil produced by fracking, especially in North Dakota and Texas, has also surged. This summer, America reclaimed its title as the world's largest producer of oil, surpassing Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia retaliated by keeping its oil production high, which helped drive down oil prices. Joseph Tripke is a director at oilpro.com, which analyzes trends in the industry. He said the intent of the Saudis is to cripple the American oil and gas fracking industry through low prices, because the Saudis and other oil-producing foreign nations view U.S. fracking as competition and a threat.
OPEC pulled the floor out from under the oil markets. That effectively has resulted in the crash that we're seeing now.
Economists say falling gasoline prices, now less than $2 a gallon at some places in Maryland, are good for much of the economy. The average American will have about $1,000 more cash this year to buy a variety of goods and services. But the impact of low fuel prices on the environment is mixed, with fewer people buying fuel-efficient and hybrid cars, and more buying gas guzzlers, and in general, driving more. George Magliano is senior auto economist with IHS Global Insight.
We've seen a shift away from cars, and in particular small cars, and back into trucks, in particular pickup trucks and sport utilities.
Bob Deans is a director at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He cautions that all this talk of low fossil fuel costs does not take into account their extreme long-term cost to society through climate change and rising sea levels, floods, and droughts.
Whatever we pay at the pump is just a down payment, really, on the real cost of oil. And the first point we want to make is that oil is not cheap at any price. When we dig it up, when we ship it, when we burn it, we are driving up damage, destruction, and risk to our environment across the board in ways that are piling up costs, Tom, for ourselves and for our children.
So, when you fill up at the gas station, take a long look down the road.
We're on the road to nowhere.
With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.